I don't know why this is stuck in my head. Maybe it's because I got drinks with someone from the past a while ago, and I remembered how addicted I was to the way he contradicted me, how much I liked the banter we had. I like it when someone keeps me on my toes, sarcastic humor and a quick wit. But it got me thinking about how there tends to be two kinds of breakups in my life. The kind where you end it and burn bridges, the other person hating you. Or the kind where it's one-sided and the person spends too much time wondering about the what-ifs and what could have been done differently. I'll admit, I prefer the former over the latter. When someone hates you, they're more eager to get over you, show you that they don't need you, and I like that more than the idea of someone letting themselves rot as they try to figure out what they could have done differently, because really, they likely couldn't have done anything differently. But the reason I also like the other option, the last hookup. That last time together when there's a sense of frustration and desperation and you kind of just take it out on each other, consensually, of course. There's something about going through the motions of the final goodbye and then finding yourself pushed up against the wall instead, pinned between one hand around neck, thumb on jawline, with your other hand is on my hip to keep me still. I can feel you harden against me, and there's something about that rising sense of urgency that makes me melt at the knees. I can't help but slide my fingertips under the waistband of your pants, pulling you closer so I can run my tongue along your bottom lip before catching it between my teeth. I'm tired of talking at this point. The only thing I want to hear is how much you want this. Plus, it doesn't really matter if I'm weak in the knees if I sink down onto my knees. Undo your button and unzip your zipper, too eager to wrap my mouth around you and use my tongue to taste you. I usually think too much, but I have no problems following you mindlessly when you grab my arm, pull me off the ground, and use your hand at the base of my spine to guide me towards the bedroom. You know how easy it is to shove my dresses up around my hips, but tonight the feeling of fabric against your skin isn't enough. And it's not enough for me either, so when I reach up to unzip my dress, you move my hands out of the way so you can do it yourself. Plus, that way I can step out of it before you push me onto the bed. If it's going to be the last time, the goal is to make it count. This is the exception to me hating people wasting time on what-ifs. It's fine if this occupies my mind for the next several weeks. I like the feeling of you between my legs. I love the feeling of knowing how bad you want this. But you know that I hate being teased, and you love that feeling of annoyance that you can cause by not giving me what I want. So instead of giving me your hard cock, you slip in your fingers and watch me squirm. A plea slips out of my mouth, and I don't think either of us really know what for. If I'm asking for more, if I'm asking for less, and honestly, neither of us really care at this point. You feel good on top of me. Your weight on me while you drag your lips across my neck, my collarbone. You know that if you leave a mark, you'll be my favorite scar, and there's no softness between us at this point. This is purely for pleasure and nothing else. So I barely flinch when your teeth pinch my skin. Your curled fingers feel good, and I can't help but grind against them. But it just isn't enough, and you know that it's always been that way, that I'll always want more than that. And at this point, we're not really looking for forgiveness. We're past that, which is why I don't feel bad when I use my hands to push you off of me so you can be on your back and I can straddle you. You always liked tracing the tattoos on my thighs, and I liked them best on either side of your hips. Normally, I would tease, but I don't feel like wasting time. I want to have you in me and have the reminder of what you feel like for the next few weeks once I take every inch of you. I want one of my hands on the back of your shoulder. fingernail indents left on your skin, while my other hand is on your chest to steady myself. You like the sound of my breath hitching, and I lower myself onto you. But tonight you prefer the feeling of your fingers in my mouth, me tasting myself as my tongue wraps around your fingers, and they sense any of my moans that may escape. Your other hand is on my chest. You always like the contrast of metal bars and soft skin between your fingers before it moves to my hip, so you can hold me steady as you match my pace. You've always felt so satisfying when I'm on top, filling me. Fuck, you feel good. But you always do. You always have. I was never very good at letting one person take control when we're both feeling pent up. It always ends up with us fighting each other for it, which is why it doesn't surprise me when you eventually pull me off of you and I'm left with that empty feeling that you know I can't stand. Hands and knees parallel to each other while you wrap your fingers in my hair, press down the base of my neck as I'm face down before it retreats back to my waist, holding me in place. You're not gentle when you thrust back into me, and I wouldn't expect anything less. If my fingers aren't wrapped in the bed sheets, my legs aren't wobbly after, then we haven't done this right. I love the feeling of you behind me, and you always love the feeling of having me trapped underneath you, losing any train of thought I once hoped to have. Oh, fuck. I wish that you didn't feel so good, but... oh, fuck, you do. Like I said, you always have. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. This is also why this is a very bad idea, though. Because it really just makes me want to answer that 1 a.m. call that eventually follows.